Well, this is Free Fishing Weekend in Iowa. Josh Peach over there at Lake Anita State Park with us this morning. And Josh, first of all, thanks for doing this morning. Appreciate it. Thanks for being on the program.
Not a problem. It's always good to promote our park and the lakes in Iowa.
Is this a pretty big weekend usually for Lake Anita?
A little bit, yeah. We tend to see a few more people coming out, just ones that don't do a whole lot of fishing, but they want to come out and just try their hand for a little bit, just dip their toe in, per se, for a little bit every year. And yeah, we'll see a few extra people coming out to the park this time of the year during Free Fishing Weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And Free Fishing Weekend is pretty much just that, right?
Yes, Free Fishing Weekend in Iowa, it's for Iowa residents only, but any resident of Iowa, they can fish Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They don't need to buy a fishing license or have anything special. They have to follow all other laws and rules associated with fishing, but otherwise, yeah, they can just come out and give it a try and see if they enjoy it or not.
Do folks need to follow catch limits or anything?
Yes, they still have to do all the possession limits and length limits and stuff like that. They can only fish with two fishing poles, all that good stuff. But, yeah, otherwise, just no license is also needed.
Yeah, so it is good to kind of refresh yourself on those things if you haven't been up on those rules and regulations here lately. But Free Fishing Weekend, it's largely kind of an opportunity to get the kids involved, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the way I kind of see it is it is set up so that maybe the parents will come out and bring their kids along with them because kids have a natural curiosity. They're wanting to try stuff like that, and they can come out and, yeah, maybe the kid wants to go fishing, but the parents always say, well, I don't have a license or something like that. This gives them an option to bring the kid out fishing and spend a little family time doing it.
Well, you might have a lot of fun with it, more fun than you realize. Kids are kind of tough sometimes. You never know for sure. If you have some success fishing, it'll keep their attention. If not, it might wander a little bit, but you never know what's going to hook them.
Yeah, it's actually, they've been catching quite a few fish out here, and especially smaller kids. It does take a little bit of catching some fish. The process of just actual fishing cannot be the most fun when you're little, but actually catching the fish and stuff can really, really gain the interest of children, and it's a great pastime. It gets them outside, gets them away from electronics and stuff like that, and just they can enjoy our natural resources.
Yeah, it's tough to pull them away from those electronics. It's always fun when we get a chance to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you said folks have been having some success over there at Lake Anita. What type of success? What are you catching over there?
I've been seeing a lot of real nice bluegill coming out of the lake. Crappie, I've had talked to a couple guys earlier this week that are limited out on crappie, and there are actually some pretty nice fish being caught this year. Of course, always they're catching some real nice bass out of here. It's a great bass lake, but, I mean, it's obviously the guys with the boats have been doing good, but I've been talking to a lot of people doing shoreline fishing that have been able to get into them. There's some moss coming in on some of the parts of the lake, but the fishery guys, they've been doing a pretty good job of keeping it kind of under control a little bit, so there is still some pretty good shoreline fishing.
Yeah, well, over the last several years, there's been a lot of work done with, you know, some restocking efforts, some dredging efforts. There's been a lot of work done over there at Lake Anita.
Yeah, they have put. I mean, it's a major fishery here for Southwest Iowa. It's a pretty good sized lake, and they've done a lot of work with the habitat in here, so the fish have a place obviously to live. And then yeah, just some different stocking. Doing some different stuff with stocking. They've been putting some walleye and stuff in here, and just Lake Anita has always been a really good fishery, and so far it's continuing to do that tradition.
Yeah, for folks who maybe haven't been out in a while and maybe want to take the kids out this year and need a little refresher course perhaps, what kind of things should they take with them? Are there certain types of bait that might be working better than others, for example?
A lot of people, I mean, they're just go to Walmart, buy the cheap little jigs. They tend to work pretty good. But the fan favorite, I mean, for most people, especially little kids and stuff, just a little chunk of nightcrawler on a hook with a bobber. I mean, you can buy that stuff real cheap and easy. You can buy a big package of it for a little bit of nothing, and it works really well. I mean, you can catch about anything we've got here in the lake on that, and it makes it easy, especially with little kids. You don't have to do as much casting and stuff like that if they need help with that. You just kind of cast it out. Hopefully let it set a little bit and then reel your fish in.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you were talking about some of the guys in boats, of course, have some success, but even along the shores there, too, folks have been having some success. Are there certain areas of the lake that are pretty good, or do you not want to give out all the honey hole ideas?
Well, I can't give out my secret spots, but usually areas that are pretty good fishing, we try to keep mowed along. Actually, along the campground is really good, especially if someone's out here camping. They can just meander down to the lake right there, and there have been some real nice, and a lot of fish be caught off of that. Otherwise, actually, where we're having our kids' fishing event this Saturday, all along that shoreline, is there's some structure out there that kind of brings the fish in, and people have pretty good luck along there catching them.
Excellent. Can you give us a little update on the free fishing event this weekend then? What type of structured event do you have going on?
All right, this weekend is our annual kids' fishing event. It's with us and our friends of Lake Anita. Basically, we're going to be out here Saturday morning. Hopefully, we're hoping this rain's going to miss us, but Saturday morning we'll be out here starting about 9:30. People can start getting registered. Once 10 o'clock hits, our fisheries biologist, he's going to be out here. He'll do a 20-30 minute program on the fish that we have in Iowa and how to catch them and how to identify them. And usually he has a tank full of the different fish and stuff. Kids just love seeing that. And most adults, they learn stuff too. It's a really good program. After that, we're going to let the kids do a little bit of fishing. We'll go out with them, and we'll provide some night crawlers. We'll have some extra fishing poles if somebody doesn't have one but wants to participate in it. Hopefully, we'll let them fish for an hour, catch a few fish, hopefully get them excited about it too. And then Friends of Lake Anita, and we've got a long list of donors this year, have bought different items for us, fishing poles, some camping stuff, just outdoor games, just hopefully stuff to get kids interested in being excited to be outside. We're going to give away prizes to the kids, and we've got some goodie bags with different stuff in it, and then some bigger stuff, like I said, fishing poles and some small tents and some stuff like that that we're going to give away too.
Wow, that's a great opportunity. So since you have so much support there, is there no charge for that?
Yes, it's absolutely no charge. At the end, the Friends of Lake Anita do offer a free will lunch. So if somebody wants to, they can throw in a little bit of money too to help support our efforts throughout the year and next year's kids fishing too.
That Friends of Lake Anita group is a real jewel, isn't it?
Oh yes, they do a lot for us. They've added some different stuff here in the park, and they provide some different events to hopefully get people coming back out here. They do our free Saturday night movies all summer long, and just they do a lot of stuff to hopefully provide things that people are wanting to get them to come out here to the park and do the different activities we got.
Yeah, that's terrific. Well, now that school's out, we're seeing so much more activity. The parks, I assume Lake Anita is no different than the other parks. They really start to see a lot more activity now.
Oh, yeah. It's usually early spring, late fall. You'll see the weekend people come out a little bit and stuff like that. But, yeah, now you said school's out. Just during the week, even, the amount of people we see out here fishing, swimming, using our trails, kids at the playground, obviously people camping, picnicking. It's a lot of people are out here doing that because most of it's free. I mean, you come out here to the state park, there's no entrance fee. There's no fee to do a lot of this stuff. So they can, yeah, if somebody comes out this weekend, there's a lot of different activities we got going on that shouldn't really cost anything.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper to take your kids to the lake than it is to take them to the ball game, right?
Yes, and being outside, it's good for kids. We've got the deer having their fawns right now, so a lot of people have been seeing them around the park, and just the baby geese and all the wildlife, different stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to really capture kids' imagination out here.
Absolutely. Well, that's another nice ancillary benefit, I guess, to the free fishing weekend. It gets folks more familiar once again with some of those resources around them, too. So whatever it takes. Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, I know the Iowa DNR also has a terrific website with tons and tons of information. You can even learn how to fish through some videos and information that they have on there. So if you're not sure about some of the different things that you might encounter, if it's been a while, check out iowadnr.gov. You can find all kinds of great information there, too. That's this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Free fishing weekend here in Iowa. Excellent time to get out and try again. Josh, for those folks who want to follow that up by going out and getting that fishing license again, what's the process? What's the cost these days?
To buy a fishing license, there's several vendors around that do sell them. I know Walmart and Atlantic sells them. The Main Street Market here in Anita sells them. And you can buy a one-day, a seven-day, or an annual fishing license. So if it's, of course, after this weekend where it's free, if somebody just, I know I'm only going to fish one more time, they can just buy a one-day license. Or if they want to try it several times, they can buy an annual one. I think it's only $19 for the full year of fishing here in Iowa, and it's good statewide. It's good for until next spring or the end of next winter kind of a thing. And Yeah, they're easy to buy. You just need to have your driver's license with you, and they can get that taken care of.
Excellent. And the money that's raised through that, as I understand it, goes right back into the fisheries program.
Yep, all the money from hunting and fishing license goes back to basically those respective departments within the DNR, and yeah, allows people to, the money does, it goes back to supporting our resources, our lakes and stuff like that.
Excellent. Free fishing weekend this weekend. Get the kids together. Get them out. Have some fun in the outdoors. Josh Peach, hey, thank you so much for your time. Good luck. Have fun this weekend.
Not a problem. Thank you.